This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 22nd. God's word to you today is more than gold. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 3, verse 6, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "But Peter said, 'Silver and gold, money, I do not have. But what I do have, that I give to you. In the use of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.'" What are you leaving for your children? What are you giving to your children? Is it what they actually need to survive in this life and beyond? The truth is, it is the spiritual heritage that you give to your children that will define the quality of their life and future. The greatest heritage is Christ. Pour Christ into your biological and spiritual children as you pour water into a cup. Do not stop until they are in the overflow and keep on pouring. We have to be careful not to misplace our priorities. When you focus on the right things, then you can be at peace. Some of us are first-generation Christians. As a first-generation Christian, the dynamics of your battles are different. Everybody has battles, but the dynamics of your battles are different. A second-generation Christian will have things differently because someone has paid the price for him or her. So he or she would seem to just be flying in the areas where the first-generation Christians are struggling to climb. By God's grace, I am a third-generation Christian. Some of the things I am enjoying now is not because I know how to fast and pray. It is because I have a great spiritual heritage. The prayers that have been said over me are working, and it is too late to stop them. I honor those who have handed me this great spiritual heritage, and I thank God for them all. We need to ask ourselves these three bedrock questions. The first is, what are you leaving for the next generation? What are you leaving for your children? Even if you are not yet married and you do not have your own biological children yet, you should have spiritual children. So what are you leaving for them? You may have only three biological children, but those are not your only children. God has given you a lot of spiritual children. What is the heritage that you are pouring into them? If your children are uprooted from where they are today and placed anywhere in the world, would they survive? What is the thing that would make them thrive anywhere? Are you deliberate about pouring it into them consistently? I remember how deliberate my grandmother was while we were growing up. 6 o'clock every morning, you hear the prayer bell. Sometimes I would go and hide because I did not want to pray. But that prayer would not start until they found me. I cannot even begin to tell you how grateful I am today. You and I need to pray for the next generation. We have to do our own bit. What are you leaving behind? What legacy? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, empower me to daily train up my children in God's way, teaching them the value of prioritizing God and His Word above all else. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.